With SRN News, I'm Jason Blacker. It's been 30 years, and now the O.J. Simpson estate has taken a major step toward paying Fred Goldman millions of dollars in that wrongful death judgment in the civil case against Simpson. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Malcolm Laverne, executor of Simpson's estate, has accepted Goldman's creditor claim of $58,987,858.12, plus 30 years of accumulated interest, TMZ first reported Saturday. Goldman's son, Ron, was killed alongside Nicole Simpson, O.J. Simpson's ex-wife, on June 12, 1994. Simpson was acquitted of the murders in what became known as the Trial of the Century. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump says House Republicans should vote to release the files in the case of Jeffrey Epstein.
Democrats and some Republicans are pushing a measure that would force the Justice Department to make public more documents from the Epstein case. President Trump's change of mind on this subject is an implicit acknowledgement that lawmakers have enough votes to pass the House. But the measure has an unclear future in the Senate. Mr. Trump's statement follows a fierce fight within the GOP over the files.
That is Washington correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. A new report finds the Fed's payroll costs surged drastically under the Biden administration.
When former President Joe Biden left the White House, the federal workforce had grown by 5%, but the cost of paying those bureaucrats had grown by 24%. That's according to a new report by the nonprofit government watchdog Open the Books.
That is correspondent Ken Lorman. FAA lifting all restrictions on flights that had been opposed during the shutdown. That takes effect 6 a.m. Eastern Time. This is SRN News. A new ranking of which states do the most giving.
It comes from Wallet Hub, and it reveals that Virginia is number one when it comes to donating money to churches, ministries, and other charitable institutions. New York comes in second, followed by Maryland, Georgia, and California. Giving is clearly strongest in the states that are generally the more wealthy. However, when it comes to donating one's time to local charities, Utah comes in first, followed by Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, and Minnesota. Michael Harrington reporting.
Legal experts say the Supreme Court decision not to revisit gay marriage this term likely to be permanent unless some of the sitting justices should step down. Chief Justice John Roberts voted against legalizing homosexual unions in 2015, but since then he has remained silent on that subject. This is SRN News. President Trump's latest run-in with the media was a British broadcaster. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has details.
A lawyer for the president sent a letter to the BBC last week demanding an apology for a misleading edit and threatening a $1 billion lawsuit. The network has since apologized, but said it strongly disagreed that there was a basis for a defamation case. Donald Trump has a long history of suing news outlets, including the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, CNN, ABC, and CBS. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, five students at various military academies and three students each from Yale, Harvard, and MIT, among the 32 American winners named Sunday to be 2026 Rhodes Scholars. They will do grad studies at the University of Oxford. More details at srnnews.com.